against the T-Wolves?
I think they're a team, you know, that in the paint can really hurt you. Obviously, having Pekovic back as a post-up guy is, he's one of the best in the league. And I think they post up Wiggins, they post up a lot of different guys, and through the post they can get to the free throw line, and through other ways they can get to the free throw line. You know, so I think our post defense and you know, keep them off the free throw line, it's something that's always important every game. But I think these guys will, you know, test us, you know, in a big way there.
Sheldon any closer?
I think Sheldon is kind of, you know, each day hopefully getting a little bit better is kind of what I've been told.
Anticipate Damari as sort of the first guy on Andrew Wiggins? Or...
Yeah, I mean, if they stick with the group that they've been starting, then, you know, Damari will start on him and you know, be, you know, he's obviously a focal point. And it's good to have Damari to be able to put on a good young player like that.
Well, this type of game allows you to incorporate the bench more than you have in maybe the past few games, a little bit more, a little bit less. Anything changing rotation-wise?
No. I mean, I think, you know, our bench, we've been, I think, playing five guys off the bench, and they've all been, you know, really good for us. I think our bench has been a big part of us, you know, being able to have a little bit of success and do some things, and, you know, just plan on playing them the same, and, you know, they continue to help us.
Is Kent's on the ball defense what you thought it would be or more?
I mean, he's, I think, even though in his career he's probably hasn't played a ton of minutes, he's played, you know, I have vivid memories of him as kind of a defensive specialist coming in and guarding some of the best players in the league, and maybe even just at an end-of-quarter situation. And so I actually had pretty high expectations coming in for him defensively, and I think he's getting better and learning, you know, how he can even be more solid and more fundamental and still be a really big impact. And but he's a very gifted defender.
Coach, just a little bit of a simplistic question, but I'm curious to know, what's impressed you most about this team this year? Or about your team, not
Atlanta. I think the way our group competes every night and our activity, you know, has been, you know, something that's a point of emphasis and focus, and you know, I think they enjoy each other. It's a good group. They really, in practice and film sessions, you know, on the bus, planes, it's a group that really gets along well and enjoys being together, both on the court and off the court.
When you rolled out the ball four months ago, did you have any clue that all this could be?
I mean, we felt really strongly about our group, you know, going into training camp, and they worked really hard this summer, and a lot of guys back from a team that finished, you know, did some things at the end of the season that gave us a little bit of momentum coming into the season. And you add Al Horford and Tabo Sefolosha and Kent Bazemore and Adrian Payne, and, you know, we felt like if we kept working and improving, we could be a team that could compete.
Al said that the Indiana series, when he was watching, it was really his first hint that this team could be special, the fact that you almost beat the Pacers, number one seed. What did you see in that group, just in that series, that maybe gave you hope that this team could really be just something special in the next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, we were able to see, you know, our players play at a high level in a, you know, intense playoff type setting and atmosphere. And obviously, when you're knocked out of the playoffs, it's not a good thing, and it hurts and kind of carry with you all summer. But I think individually, I think a lot of guys stepped up and played well, and the team understood better, you know, how we can play and build towards the playoffs and continue to carry the same system and the same way that we play, and have some opportunities in the playoffs. So I think, you know, it's never fun when you get knocked out, but hopefully there was a lot of positives to take from it.
Mike, do you have time to sit back and appreciate any of this run?
No, I mean, we just kind of come to work and, you know, each day, you know, prepare for Minnesota tonight and put our focus there. And you know, I'm sure the players, you know, we talk, you know, you want to have a glass of wine or a beer or a Coke or whatever after the game and enjoy it. But the next morning you kind of just come back and you're ready to start working and getting better. And our group's been really good that way. And, you know, hopefully as coaches, we're doing the same thing.
A lot of commentators, analysts have compared this to call this San Antonio East. How much by design has this group, either in talent or personality, try to mimic what you already were accustomed to?
Well, you know, I get that question, you know, fairly often, and I think what I just, it's if it's good, solid, fundamental basketball, and if it's good, solid, fundamental players, and they're making good decisions on both ends of the court, that's what we want to do. And I think the Spurs have done it at a really high level for a really long time, and we all have a ton of respect. I think the whole league has a ton of respect for the Spurs, and you know, I've seen firsthand, you know, the kind of success. You know, a lot of the things that were done there, and but we're trying to do a lot of things our own way and with our own players. And but if it's solid and fundamental, I think everybody's trying to do those things.
Thank you.